It's a Severe Weather Awareness Week, and as we've been doing this week here on Q92, we've been interviewing some people that have passion for weather. And, of course, here on Q92, every half hour, you hear someone from Weatherology give the weather and the forecast and stuff. And we're going to get to know one of them right now from Weatherology Radio is Michael Carroll, joins us by phone. Good afternoon, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on. And we hear your voice all the time on KLQP. Well, we want to get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
And how you got passionate about weather and stuff like that. So, yeah, it is Severe Weather Awareness Week. I suppose you guys are busy doing some stuff with that, aren't you?
Yeah, we cover states pretty much a good chunk of the country, so we do cover some of those, you know, severe weather outbreaks that we've been having across some of the Gulf Coast states. Thankfully, the severe weather season hasn't quite gotten going just yet to here for us in the Midwest. We're still kind of dealing with some chilly temperatures, but I think as we head over the next several weeks here, hopefully finally getting to some semblance of spring-like temperatures, and along with that, I think we will at least have some opportunities for some severe weather going forward here, so definitely want to practice those preparedness steps, and that's no better time when we do have some fairly quiet weather, at least to severe weather-wise. Definitely want to practice before the severe weather actually gets going.
Correct. Well, before we talk more about Severe Weather Awareness Week, let's get to know you a little bit better. Mike, tell us about yourself, where you grew up, your family, some of your hobbies, education, that kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah, I'm originally from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, there in the east central portion of the state, and I think I can credit to the movie The Wizard of Oz with the initial spark for wanting to get into weather, you know, the infamous tornado scene there near the beginning of the movie. And actually, I did do the announcements, the weather announcements on the morning announcements in elementary school already, so got a pretty early start at talking about the weather. So
that's awesome. So, yeah. All right. How about your upbringing, your family,
sure.
Maybe some hobbies you have or education?
Yep. Yep, I got one younger sister, Megan. She is 5 years younger than I am, and mother and father still thankfully with us, and they still live there in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And I went to stayed in Oshkosh all throughout my childhood, and eventually moved off to UW-Madison to pursue my meteorology degree.
All right, yeah, that's where Carol Evans, Belinda Jensen graduated from too. So
it's one of the more popular meteorology schools in the country, actually.
It is, okay. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Mike, tell us, how did you get involved in weather? You just mentioned The Wizard of Oz, but how did you get your passion for weather, for studying weather?
It just always, that was the kind of the initial spark, and then observing, I had a little personal weather station in the backyard, of course, and did those weather announcements starting out in middle school, or in elementary, and actually continued into middle school. Then in high school, I actually got involved with the forensics program and did the radio speaking category, so I guess, how appropriate. I just kind of funneled all my talents into these little endeavors through my public education career that kind of prepared me for what I do now.
Mm-hmm. Most kids, when they watch The Wizard of Oz, the tornado scares them. But
it might have initially, but along with that, I also was an avid watcher of the Weather Channel back in the day when they had a lot of weather on the Weather Channel.
Yep.
That kind of sparked the things too.
Okay, so that's where your passion grew out of. It's
indeed.
Just interesting. So if a high schooler is listening to us here, what kind of subjects should they be studying when you want to be a meteorologist?
Well, meteorology degree involves a lot of math and a lot of science. So as much as if you can take any advanced classes, in the math and calculus areas of mathematics, and as much science as you can fit in that high school curriculum would definitely benefit you as much as possible once you do get into college, as it you continue with a lot of math as well into the college year. So a lot of math, a lot of science.
Okay. Well, you work at Weatherology now, but where was your first jobs and stuff, or how long have you been with Weatherology?
I've been with Weatherology coming up in June here. It'll be 12 years, actually.
Wow.
I did actually get the job here right out of college. I did have a job tutoring writing in college, but this Weatherology job here was actually my first job right out of college.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Well, tell us a little bit about Weatherology. How does it work, and how all works there, and kind of stuff like that?
Sure thing. We're steadily expanding station-wise. I think we're up to 700-plus stations across the country now, and even have a few international stations. I think our farthest away one that we cover is in American Samoa. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we're really expanding station-wise, and I guess our core of our operations are those recorded forecasts that, you know, that you hear every so often on your radio station there, and we, you know, kind of aim for that 30-second to 1 minute to type forecast file. But I guess a really busy time of the year, of course, when what we're going to talk about, I guess, coming up here very shortly, is that severe weather time frame. And then when we do have severe weather active for the listening area of any of the stations that we do cover, we do provide frequent updates, either live or recorded updates. And that definitely is a very busy time for us. So when we get to severe weather outbreaks across the region.
Okay. Talk about your, like, your, tell us a little bit about your daily routine at Weather Law Leisure,
sure.
Your work day.
Yes, it's well, it starts, at least for me, it starts quite early. I get in at 4 o'clock in the morning and log out about the noon time frame, but it's quite a busy shift. We do recorded updates for, I do a couple of hundred recorded forecast updates every shift, every day. And then sprinkled in there, we do have a couple of dozen live call files, you know, for the morning live drive type live shows. So
Right.
We do have those sprinkled in as well.
So you're at your computers. I'm sure you got a number of computers watching weather maps and warnings and watches, and you just relay that to the stations then, huh?
Indeed. I got the two screens going here and probably about a dozen or so tabs on each internet browser going. So I got lots of information in front of me.
All right. So let's talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week. So you're doing your job there, and let's say there's a tornado warning in our Lacaparral County area. How do you get that information, and how do you get it out to us?
Yes. So, well, of course, the official source for all warnings comes from the National Weather Service. And even before warnings come out, we always want to make sure people are aware of the difference between a watch and a warning, whereas either a severe thunderstorm watch or a tornado watch indicates, you know, a portion of a state that could have some conditions favorable for severe weather or tornadic activity within the several-hour time frame. Once we get a tornado warning, that's more indicative that a tornado is either imminent or already reported on the ground. So in that case, definitely want to seek shelter in that particular situation. As far as the, I guess, my side of the equation, here we have a specialized program that alerts us when we get any of those warnings that do pop up, and then we see which stations, which coverage areas are going to be affected. And then depending on what the exact station calls for, we either provide a live, you know, over the telephone, live updates over the telephone, or we can also now lately also record files, and that can also be used by the stations with their particular automation system to get that on the air as well. So a little bit of flexibility as far as the severe weather updates in the past couple of years here, either live or recorded updates. But again, it's literally within a minute or two of the National Weather Service issuing those warnings that we do get some form of bulletin on the air.
I got to ask you, Mike, you've been with Weatherology for 12 years. What kind of changes have you seen in those 12 years? How's it different now?
Yeah, not a whole lot of change on our end, besides maybe a little bit more on that severe weather side where we can provide those recorded updates. Now, when I started off, it was pretty much all via the telephone, but now we can provide some of those recorded updates, and they actually sound you know, just as good as some of those live updates that we used to provide. But at least from our end, a lot of that hasn't changed all that much, except, of course, that we do cover a lot, quite a few more stations than we did, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So we're hearing your voice all over the country then, not just in Minnesota then.
Yeah, all over the country, and of course, you know, some of those are recorded updates, so I'm not on 24 hours a day, but I do record, you know, ones for subsequent times of the day as well. So,
right.
Yeah.
How about the technology part of it in 12 years, like satellites have improved and stuff like that, and radar, right?
Oh, yes. The satellites especially, we have, you know, most of that satellite data used to be in the black and white realm when I started, but now it has progressed into full-color satellites, and also the updates. We used to get a new satellite picture maybe once every 10 minutes when I was starting out. Now we can get new satellite pictures as little as every minute or two, so you see a lot better time resolution and also spatial resolution as well. You can zoom in quite a bit better on a lot of those fine details of the weather system.
Okay. Well, this Thursday, of course, across the state of Minnesota, yep. They're going to be doing tornado drills, and the subject is tornadoes. What can you address that a little bit, Mike?
Yeah, again, the first thing, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, definitely want to be aware of the difference between a watch and a warning from the National Weather Service. Again, the watch conditions are favorable for a tornado, you know, within a several-hour time span, but that when the tornado warning is issued for either a part of a county or the county that you live in, you definitely want to seek shelter. The main, catchphrase would be get in and get down. So you want, the safest place, of course, would be in a basement or somewhere underground, even a safe room if you do are lucky enough to have one of those in your home, to get underground. If you don't have a basement in a situation of a tornado, you want to get into an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy structure and put as many floors in between you and the outside as possible to really prevent that flying debris from getting at you with the high tornadic winds that you can experience.
Okay. Yeah, I've been on weatherology.com. Talk about your website, and is there an app? Can people download stuff?
Sure, yeah, that's another new development in the past couple of years that I forgot to mention as well. We have weatherology.com as our website, but also the app, both on Android and on iOS, the Weatherology app you can find on both of those platforms. Just a multitude of information on there. Of course, you can look up your local forecast just by searching your city and state there. Also have numerous maps, radar, satellites. Our radar, in fact, shows you the different precipitation types as well, from rain to snow to sleet, to all the different precipitation types on there as well. As far as the app side is concerned, I think that's really a vital tool that we've provided in the past a couple of years, as you can get to warnings, you know, any time of the day or night. You can select which warnings you want to receive, which, you know, warnings you get to woken up by in the night, and that's also a really vital thing to make sure you have, whether it's with our app or with the any multitude of National Weather Service sources, EAS sources as well, that can be able to wake you up during the night. Of course, we also have that NOAA weather radio as well, that if you don't choose to use our particular app, also very important to, in any form, have a way to be woken up in the night when you do get perhaps that unfortunate situation of severe weather or a tornado in the dead of night. You want to be able to have a way to receive those warnings even when you're not, you know, listening to your favorite radio station during the day.
All right. Real good, Michael. Yeah, that weatherology.com website, it's a fantastic website. You know what I enjoyed the most?
What's that?
Watching a YouTube video of you and your staff, bloopers.
Oh yeah, those are always funny too. We have some audio bloopers too. I don't know. I don't know if we can get those out. But yeah, we got bloopers. We also have some, I write from time to time, write articles on there as well. Try to, you know, provide some education, not only on the weather, but just in science in general, some interesting tidbits on there. So look for those articles
as
well.
Will do. Michael, you guys do a fantastic job to keep us informed, and you guys do a great job.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope you practice that severe weather preparedness, and hope you guys stay safe this season.
All right. Thank you. That's Michael Carroll, a broadcast meteorologist for Weatherology Radio, and you hear Michael quite often here on Q92. And that's our Severe Weather Awareness Week interview for today. And tune in the rest of the week for some more interviews with people that have a passion for weather.